This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to another podcast done by Joseph. On this episode, I'm going to play for you a demo of a game called Blindfold Bop, which Marty Schultz has released recently. If you want to get the game from the App Store, you can do a search for Blindfold Bop. As you know, it's an iOS app, and I'm using the iPod 6th Gen with the iOS System 10.3.3 on it to run it. And it's self-voicing. This game is completely voiceover accessible, and it's very addictive and fun, and it goes pretty rapidly. The first part of the presentation, I'm going to play the help file so that you can actually hear how the game is played and the mechanics of it. The second part of the presentation, I'm going to actually let the device tell you about all the stuff you see in the main menu. And the final part is where I play a round of the easy level game so you can actually hear how the game is played. So now that the table of contents has been established, the first part of the presentation is now underway. When I plug in my cable, I will start the iPod reading the help section, and I will not be speaking while that happens, so enjoy.
User guide, heading, done, button. To exit from this screen, tap in the upper right corner. Overview. This is a gesture practicing game, inspired by the toy, Bop It. The idea of the game is to perform a gesture, such as tapping the screen, or shaking the phone, when you are told to do so. Start with the practice game. You will be asked to perform three of the gestures in the following list. Tap with one finger, tap with two fingers, swipe in any direction, and shake the phone. The practice game continues until you've made three mistakes. Your actions are not timed. Once you've mastered that, try the easy game. It's the same three gestures, but the game speeds up at each level, and in each level, you must perform the requested gestures. You have 2 seconds to perform the gesture, otherwise it's a mistake. The game is over when you've made three mistakes. You get 1 point for each correct gesture. If you complete all five gestures, you move to the next level. In level 2, you get 2 points for each correct gesture. There are 6 gestures, it's a little faster, and your mistakes from the prior level are forgotten. In level 3, you get 3 points for each correct gesture. There are 7 gestures, and even faster. Each level is longer than the prior, is faster, and gives more points. The game ends after level 6 is complete. Sounds. Each correct gesture makes a sound. If you are too slow, or you make the wrong gesture, you'll hear twang twang, followed by your mistake. To shut off the mistake message, and hear only 20WAND, switch to the less talk option in the settings screen. Games. The easy screen game has 3 gestures. The medium screen game has 5 gestures picked from this list. Tap, tap with 2 fingers, swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, twist, either left or right, and shake. The hard screen game has 8 gestures picked from this list. Tap, tap 2 fingers, swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, swipe 2 fingers up, swipe 2 fingers down, twist, either left or right, and shake. The very hard screen game has 10 gestures picked from this list. Tap, tap 2 fingers, tap 3 fingers, swipe up, swipe down, swipe left, swipe right, swipe 2 fingers up, swipe 2 fingers down, swipe 2 fingers left, swipe 2 fingers right, twist left, twist right, and shake. The twist motion is the same gesture that controls the rotor. Move 2 fingers opposite each other in a circular motion, either left or right. You can change the gestures used in any of the games with the pick gestures upgrade. The number of gestures in each of the games stay the same, but you'll have more variety of gestures. Two-player mode, same device. In two-player mode, you share your iPhone with another player. After each level, you pass the phone between players. The game ends after both players finished all levels. If the first player loses during the level due to too many mistakes, the game is over when the second player either completes or loses that same level. Settings. The settings screen has several sections. In the first section of settings, you can change how the game performs. Refer to the common features guide for more information. Done. Button. Help and user guides. Done. Button. Done. Selected. Easy game. One play. Practice game. One player.
Okay, so we are back at the main menu now, and I'm going to swipe left and from left to right, and you'll hear the device tell you all the stuff that you can see in the main menu after you get done perusing the help file. So, to make sure I'm at the main menu, I'm going to put my finger on the upper left-hand corner, and it will tell you the first thing you see, which in this case is
practice game, one player.
Then we swipe from left to right with one finger going across, and we get the following stuff.
Selected. Easy game, one player. Medium game, one player. Hard game, one player. Very hard game, one player. Easy game, two players. Medium game, two players. Hard game, two players. Very hard game, two players. Pick gestures, button.
Now that button allows you to pick your own gestures from a predetermined list once you have the upgrade.
My one player scores button.
The my one player scores allows you to actually see your current scores or how well you've done in the past.
Help button.
The help button will take you back in where you can read the user guide at your own convenience, or the what is the blindfold apps, or what is the blindfold games app documents you'll find in there too.
Settings button.
The settings part will allow you to customize your sounds for winning and losing, and customize the game voices it uses, and a few other things you can browse at your own convenience.
Buy or upgrade game button.
The buy or upgrade game button will allow you to actually go in there and purchase coins if needed, if you wish, or you can purchase the full unlimited play, whatever you want. And now, the fun part. I'm going to actually do a presentation on the easy game level to see if I can beat it. But if I can't, in either case, it'll be fun. So here we go with the easy level. Now.
Hard game, one player. Hard game, one player.
Backwards to find
easy. Hard game, medium game, selected. Practice game, selected. Medium, selected. Easy game, one player.
Okay. Here we go.
To go back to the main menu, swipe up with three fingers.
Starting easy game, one player. Starting round one.
The gestures for this round are
touch, swipe, shake.
A total of three gestures.
Get ready! Swipe, touch, swipe, shake, shake. Level is over.
Your score is 5 points. Swipe up to start the next level.
Let's go faster. Swipe, touch, touch, swipe, shake, touch. Level is over.
Your score is 17 points. Swipe up to start the next level.
Little bit faster. Swipe, shake, shake, touch, touch, shake, swipe. Level is over.
Your score is 38 points. Swipe up to start the next level.
A little faster. Swipe, shake, shake, swipe, swipe, shake, swipe, swipe. Level is over.
Your score is 70 points. Swipe up to start the next level.
Let's go faster. Touch, touch, shake, shake, swipe, touch, 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 swipe. Level is over.
Your score is 115 points. Swipe up to start the next level.
Let's go faster. Swipe, touch, 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 shake, shake, swipe, swipe, touch, swipe. Level is over.
Swipe up for final scores.
Congratulations, you completed all levels of the game.
Your total game score was 175 points.
Congratulations, you should post your score to Twitter by tapping the screen twice with two fingers, or swipe up with three fingers to return to the main menu.
Well, folks, you have heard it. This concludes the podcast on the Blindfold Bop game. If you wish to contact Marty Schultz for any questions or ideas that you may have, you may do so by sending Marty an email to marty@blindfoldgames.org. That's marty@blindfoldgames.org. If you wish to contact me and leave me feedback, you can leave me a Voxer message with Harmonica Player. I'm on Threema with Harmonica Player. Or on email with josephweakland@att.net. Or if you want to, you can send me an email via the Applebee's contact form. To name a few ways. So, in any case, thanks for listening. Till next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Applebee's community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.